Yeah, big shot to the chest and rolled my ankle there. They flagged me for hitting my head, but felt good enough to go back in the game.
What went wrong in the first half to fall behind?
If you look at it, I mean, we missed by a little bit. Had Mac open early, overthrew him, and then right before the half, too, Dalton running down the seam had a chance and an opportunity there. We were off slightly tonight. That's something I got to clean up, and you know, I'm proud of how we responded in the second half. Got on our horses and gave ourselves a chance to win a football game.
Josh, can you explain the end of the game? You guys were backed up. You chose to throw it three times there without finally once in the clock there.
Yeah, being aggressive. Coach is going to trust us to go out there and do that. Obviously, we'd love to convert there, and hindsight's 20/20, but yeah.
Josh, what makes you confident that you have enough playmakers on the outside to get the job done?
Well, it starts with making better decisions on my part, and I know didn't complete the ball at a high rate tonight. Put the ball in harm's way, especially early in that first half. But I trust our guys. I know you guys are going to be wild this week, but love my guys, and we're going to keep working. And, you know, this isn't a defining moment in our season. You know, it's a chance to learn and grow from this, and that's what we're going to do.
Josh, it seemed this week you didn't take what the defense was giving you. The running backs in the flat seemed to be open a lot. Was there a reason why it didn't go to the you check down to the guys in the flat?
We'll take a look at that and use that going forward.
Josh, where would you say if we were to go wild as you predict that we would, why shouldn't we? What do you see that would?
Let's not base, you know, all this off of one game. I think our guys have been doing a great job, you know, early on in the season, find ways to get open. Joe's been calling it well. It ultimately comes down to me executing at a high level and just didn't do that enough tonight.
Do you think there was a reason guys weren't able to get open today? Like, did anything stand out to you?
Again, I think ball placement at times, I could give them better chances to go make plays. You know, that's kind of what it comes down to. I got to be better.
So much has been made about the Stephon Diggs storyline this week. Did you feel the weight of that at all going into this game or out there?
No, I mean, I think, you know, I'm not on social media. I don't see any of that. Understand he's on their team. He's a great player. He made some good plays tonight for them, and he was on the winning team, and you know, it came down to a last-second field goal, and it's something that, you know, we're going to have to learn from and grow from.
Josh, at the end of the game, I know that you said you guys were being aggressive, but at the same time should have been maybe more, I don't want to say conservative, but higher percentage throws. You know, you took three basically deep shots. Those are not as high percentage as maybe just something underneath.
Yeah, I mean, again, hindsight 20/20. We can go back and run it three times, and who knows what the result is going to be. But you know, that's how it played out.
You've had games in the past where you've had a couple games where things didn't go well, a couple losses in a row. Is there anything about this stretch here that feels familiar in the sense of your adds to your belief or maybe any concern about figuring things out?
No, I mean, we got to keep working hard. Good week of practice this week. Learn from this one. Wash it and move on, and that's what we're going to do.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.